Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Celine, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's something that I guess every woman has in her makeup bag or in her makeup press, but they need to think about the safety of it if they're using it all the time.
Sure. And I suppose it's changed significantly in the last 10 or 20 years. So when I was a student nurse, we used to have the, you know, a kind of an old bottle of nail varnish you used to share. You'd paint your nails and within about half an hour, the women listening will know what I'm talking about. It'd be chipped and fallen off and all the rest of it. Fast forward to 2021, and you may have noticed that women have the most beautiful nails walking around town now. So you'll see women with perfectly shaped nails, beautiful colours and designs. And this is where nail cosmetics have improved, if for the want of a better word, over the last few years. So now you just don't have nail varnish. You have nail varnish that's long lasting, that contains glues and plastic that make it long lasting. Then you have nail art and you have nail acrylics, which again are false nails, for the want of a better word, that can be applied by professionals to your nail bed. And that gives you this beautiful, very artistic, shapely nails. However, the problem is that we are seeing in dermatology departments, and we're seeing in ED departments as well, the effects of some of these nails. So again, as you said, these have been around for many, many years. So in ancient Egyptians have used clay and henna to make nails. We know that nail varnish has been around for many, many years. Mm. And a dentist in the 1950s actually created the acrylics. So acrylics are used to create, you know, dentures, teeth, basically. And now that's what's used to create these false nails. However, when you get your nails done, you have to be very careful who you're going to get them done, and you shouldn't really be doing them at home yourself if you're not qualified in manicures or in doing nails.
Yeah, those acrylic nails, like, I've often wondered how women wear them and what it must be like to accidentally catch one in a jumper. Like, I'd say, to say the least, that's very painful.
Yes, and quite dangerous. And it actually creates something called onycholysis, which is where the nail, your own nail lifts from the nail bed. So the longer the false nail is, and the nail lifts, it will lift your own nail and it creates a gap in between, which can lead to fungal or bacterial nail infections. And again, the separation of the nail from the nail bed, and it doesn't look very attractive. It looks quite yellow or fungally in appearance. So that's something that we don't want. Something that can happen as well is mechanical or traumatic complications from having your nails done. So when you get your nails done, the nail artist will, the first thing they'll do is they'll clean the nail and they'll push back your cuticle. Gently pushing back your cuticle is okay, but cutting or getting rid of your cuticle is not okay.
Now tell me again, what's your cuticle?
What's the cuticle? If you look at your own nail there, there's this tiny little piece of skin between the bottom of your nail and where it meets the skin on your finger. Yeah. And it's a tiny little flap of translucent skin. That, to most people, it doesn't appear very attractive, but it's very important
to keep
that there.
Ridge.
Because Exactly, a little ridge. That little ridge is actually protecting where your nail grows. Okay. And it protects your nail from infection, mostly from fungal infection. If you take that away, it's opening the door to fungal and bacterial infections in your nail. And the problem with our nails is they're not very clever. Our nails don't have their own blood supply. So in other words, if you get an infection in your nail, it's very hard to get rid of it. If I have a skin infection, for example, my skin has plenty of blood supply. And if I take an antibiotic, it will get rid of that infection. However, our nails don't have a direct blood supply. Right. So if they get infected, broken or damaged, there's not really much we can do to get rid of infection
or damage. The most basic question of all, what is a nail made of?
It's just made of proteins, basically. And it grows at that matrix, that bottom level where the skin meets, and grows very slowly. So if anyone, any of the listeners have ever had a fungal nail infection, they'll know that you can take tablets, you can rub things on your nail. It doesn't actually get rid of it, doesn't treat it. And it can take actually a couple of years, as in 2 years, for the nails to grow full thickness to get rid of that infection. So if you've ever had a bruised nail, for example, have you ever hit your nail with a hammer or damaged it if you're doing some DIY at home, and blood collects underneath it, so you'll have this kind of black looking nail. And it can take many months for that to grow out because your nail just grows very slowly from the bottom, pushes through, and again, doesn't have a direct blood supply. So you can't take medications to get rid of nail infections. And if you damage your nail from having your nails done, that's similar to hitting it with a hammer or doing some damage if you're doing DIY. Yeah. And it just takes a long time for that to go through.
Now, the nail itself, I'm not too sure whether it has, I know it hasn't got a blood supply, but whether it has nerve endings, but I can imagine that the space underneath it and the cuticle, you get an infection in there, that's going to be painful.
It's going to be painful and can make you very ill as well if it spreads the rest of your skin. So it's very important if you're walking into, if you've booked a manicure, for example, if you walk into a manicurist's office and you need to think, oh, something's not right here, something's off. When dermatological studies that have looked at infections of the nail and the skin due to manicures have found that it's mostly fungal nail infections. So there was a study of 68 patients in the UK where they were referred to a dermatology clinic for a nail infection. And those that were infected, 98% had a fungal infection. So again, think about if you're getting, say, your toenails done and you go into a spa, you're immersing your feet in a kind of a water pool bubble bath effect. But if they're not cleaned or disinfected properly, fungal spores can happily live in those areas for a long period of time. Or the other thing is, and I always say this to patients who come into me, if you're going in for a manicure, always bring your own nail file or ask that a new nail file is used. You should never have a used nail file used on your own nail, because again, fungal bacteria, fungal spores can live quite easily and quite happily on nail files. So again, just be very careful about sterilization and cleanliness. There's some amazing manicurists out there who are doing a magnificent job. They're fully qualified and they disinfect and sanitize their spas very, very carefully. Choose those kind of spas. Don't go for something that's cheap. So again, during COVID lockdown, people bought these UV nail lamps online, or you know, they did their own manicures at home, pushing back, cutting cuticles, you know, sticking their hands under lamps. Not a very good idea. So people that charge money for nails, they're doing a job. So if you're getting your nails done for €10, really, like, you know, it's somebody that has a qualification needs to charge for that, because they're disinfecting their equipment, they're using good equipment, and they have a qualification. They're going to have to charge for your nails. So getting a cheap manicure may cost you more in the long run if you get a fungal nail infection, if your nail splits. So that's not a good idea.
Is there a form of cancer you can get under your nail?
Well, this is really interesting, because in 2009, there was a bit of a flurry of activity around UV nail lamps. So again, if you're not familiar with getting your nails done, another nail treatment you can get done is gel nails. So really, this is nail polish that's used and then is cured or hardened under UV lights. And
like a dental filling.
Yes, and it lasts for about 4 to 5 weeks. Yeah. So you can wash your dishes, do, you know, your usual bits and pieces, do your housework, and your nails won't split, or the nail varnish won't crack. However, in 2009, there was a publication in one of the dermatology journals in the USA, which focused on two patients, just two. One woman got nails done every month for like years. Another woman had an awful lot of sun exposure, and both developed a form of skin cancer on their hands called squamous cell carcinoma. carcinoma. Mm. Now, this sparked a lot of interest and a lot of worry among dermatologists and among doctors looking at people who were getting a lot of nails done, or gel nails done, for example. So the studies then emerged from that particular two case studies. One study looked at women who used gel nails, for example, and they found that 10 minutes of UV exposure was the equivalent of an outdoor worker like a farmer or a fisherman. Their full day's sun exposure was equivalent to one session on a UV lamp getting gel nails done. Now, however, another researcher called Diffley in 2012 used a mathematical model. He basically took the amount of UV light coming from these UV lamps and then calculated and said, well, actually, you would need 1,000 treatments on these to develop one squamous cell carcinoma. Then another more recent one in 2020 looked at a huge amount of women using UV lamps for gel nails and found that the risk was there, but it was small.
Yeah.
So what do we know from all this? Again, it's kind of like the COVID research. You know, you're getting different information from yes. different sources. What we know is it's UV. We know that UV can cause skin cancer and causes skin aging. So if you're getting your nails done frequently, what I would advise you to do is to use a factor 50 on your hands, or you can go on Amazon and buy these fingerless gloves for getting your nails done. So basically you pop them on and right. your nails are showing, but your skin is covered. Okay. And that protects your skin from developing a skin cancer. And if you are getting nails done frequently, I would give it a break as well. I wouldn't constantly get your nails done. Give your nails a breather. Let right. them be polish free for a couple of weeks. But do wear gloves or do wear a factor 50 if you're getting your hands done. A very good aesthetic nurse once told me, it's not just your face that gives away your age, it's also your hands and your neck.
Yeah.
So you can be using lots of anti-aging moisturizer and getting all kinds of procedures done, but if your hands are exposed to too much UV light, they will form what's called seborrheic keratosis
right.
or age spots, basically. And if you're exposing your skin to UV light, that process will be accelerated. So it's very important to protect your hands against UV light. So again, the most recent research would say, look, it's probably okay. We can't be completely sure. So right. use a factor 50 or use fingerless gloves when you're getting your nails done frequently.
Here's a question that's come in for you, Celine. Listen to your guest. Mm-hmm. I have a habit of picking that skin up and off. I'm assuming they're referring to the cuticle. I have a habit of picking that skin. Mm-hmm. I've been told it's a stress thing. I've been doing it since I was very young. One is infected at the moment, and I'm afraid I'll lose the nail. Mm. What do I do?
Yes. And that's something that can happen. You can lose your nail because it's like opening a door to bacterial infection. It causes oversaturation with just water. You're just hand washing. And now that we have to use alcohol hand gel as well, we need that cuticle to protect your nail. For that listener, I would advise them to go to their GP and ask about something called CBT therapy. CBT therapy is cognitive behavioral therapy. And it's excellent if we have any little tics. And look at listener, we all have something. We pick our nails, we might click our fingers, we might check the doors closed a couple of times. We all have something that we do, particularly from childhood, and like biting our nails as well, which again can introduce infection too and is not a good idea. But CBT therapy is excellent at addressing maybe some childhood issues and looking at other things you can do to relieve the stress. A great thing you can do, and it's completely for free, there's loads of apps you can get, a mindfulness app maybe on your phone, even for 2 minutes. So if you've got a Fitbit watch, it's free to download the Fitbit app and then go on and do a 2 minute session of deep breathing for a while. And that will break that habit of clicking off those cuticles, because you may lose your nail, is right. Mm. But it's a good idea to maybe go and speak to your GP about CBT therapy that can address some childhood issues and again give you some exercise you can do to replace that picking of the nail.
All right. Celine, great to talk with you. I could stay chatting all day, even though I've never...
Oh, yeah. Lovely to talk to you too.
It's a fascinating subject, and we'll chat with you again on The Opinion, and I have no doubt that's Celine Daly, a dermatology nurse specialist.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.